Hi, and welcome to another episode of the StoryCorps podcast. Today we've got a conversation between Wendy Tucker and her husband.
My name is Marco Ferreira. I have a motorcycle accident and I suffered a traumatic brain injury.
That accident happened in 2008, and when Marco came out of a six-week coma, his wife, Wendy, was there.
You didn't walk, you didn't talk, and you couldn't feed yourself for 7 months. Since then, it's just been getting better all the time. But you don't feel like you're getting better, right?
To be honest, no. My mind, I feel, is so damaged. It's kind of made my life very hard to live, really. I tried to commit suicide because I thought that I'd lost so much of my life. Why be alive? Why? So I took a drug overdose. But you took me to the hospital.
Are you ever sorry that I saved your life?
No. Not at all. No, you did the right thing. You saved my life, and you're still saving it every day. You save it.
So, before your accident, you were a little sarcastic.
Yeah.
You were always the guy that was known for the quick wit. Do you feel that now you're kinder in some way than you were before?
Absolutely, I am. Absolutely.
I have to say that when we see our nieces, even though I know you've always loved them, you didn't have the openness to them before your accident.
They bugged me before. All kids bugged me before the accident. That's a weird thing. I wouldn't even invite people to my house because they had kids, for Christ's sake. I wouldn't do it. And now I love my nieces. I love those girls. This is my second chance to be good and kind.
I love you very much.
Thank you very much for all your love.
That's Marco Ferreira with his wife, Wendy Tucker, in San Francisco. You can listen to hundreds of other stories on our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.